The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
And Hashem came to Avraham. Abraham was sitting by the tent in the heat of the day. Rashi tells us, Yem shlishi lemilosei hoyo, ba'akorish borchu v'shoal b'shleimai. This was after the Bris Milah. The previous parsha we learned that Abraham was commanded in the Bris Milah to circumcise himself and his son Yishmael and his entire household. And Hashem came now to visit him. The Gemara learns from here the source of Bikur Chaylim, that it's a mitzvah to go visit the sick. Vayisa inov ayar v'inei shlesha anoshim nitzovim alov. And he lifted up his eyes, Avraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw three people who were standing in the distance. And he went and he ran to meet them, and he bowed to them. Now these three people were the three malochim, the three angels, except they were dressed as people, as men. And he said, "My Lord, if I find grace in your eyes, do not pass by your servant. I'll bring some water to you and bathe your feet, and you'll rest in the shade of the tree. And I'll give you some bread to eat. And you will go on your way then." And they said, "So shall we do." So Abraham went to the tent to tell Sarah and to tell her to bake loaves of bread. And he went to the herd and he took from the herd a good calf and he gave it to the nar, to the lad. This was Yishmael, because he wanted to teach him how to fulfill mitzvahs. And he took care of his guests. The Gemara learns from here the great mitzvah of achnosas orchim, that when guests come by, you must bring them into your house, and you must make them comfortable, and you must feed them, and welcome them. And in the pasuk that we read, pasuk Gimel Vayomer, that Abraham said, "Adonai, im no motzos ichin benecho al nosavur me'al abdecho," "My Lord, do not leave me." So there are two opinions in the Gemara. According to one, he was speaking to the senior of the three angels. But according to the other opinion, he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem came to visit him and Hashem was speaking to him. So Avraham said, "My Lord," and he was referring to Hashem, to God, "do not leave me. Wait till I go and invite in the guests." So here Hashem was speaking to Avraham, and Avraham interrupts the discussion, and he tells Hashem that, "Please wait for me, I have to go invite the guests." The Gemara learns from here, Godel hachnosas orchim mikabolas bnei ashkina, that the mitzvah of welcoming guests are so great that it's even equal or even greater than speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than having the presence of the Shekhinah. Because here Avraham interrupted his conversation with Hashem to go welcome the guests. The angels came to, as the Sedra tells us, one came to cure Avraham, another came to be mevaser, to announce to Avraham and to Sarah that a year from now they will have a son. This was speaking during Pesach. And 1 year later, the next Pesach, Yitzchak was born. And incidentally, it states Kichem Hayim, during the heat of the day. And Pesach is not usually a time of great heat. Pesach is the spring in Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say Kechem Hayayim in the heat of the day? Kodesh Baruch Hu had made it a special hot day. because he knew that Abraham would always was always taking care of guests. And this was the third day from the Bris Milah, and Abraham had to rest up. So therefore he made it a special hot day so there shouldn't be travelers. But when he saw that Abraham was having more anguish from this, from the fact that there were not Orchim, there were not travelers and guests coming by, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the three Malochim. And the third angel came he was going to Sodom for the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. It's evident from the Parsha that Abraham was a person who engaged very heavily in Gemilas Chasodim, in the acts of loving kindness. And also a little further, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Sodom v'Amorah, it was Abraham who went to intervene, again with his great chesed and love for the people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ki yadativ leman asher yitzav es bonav es beis achrei v'shomru derech Hashem la'aseh tzedakah u'mishpat." That it will be, I know Abraham will be the one who will command his household after him and his children to guard the way of Hashem la'aseh tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah, charity u'mishpat, and justice. And the sages tell us many such cases. Later on in the Sedra, you see that Abraham planted a tree, the Be'er Sheva. The Gemara says that it was either an orchard, or it was a pundik, a lodging place, in which he had made specially for all of the people that would come by, in order that he could perform the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim for them, and at the same time teach them the ways of Hashem. So it's quite evident that the mitzvah of chesed was very close to Abraham. In Masechta Avos, the third Mishnah, it states, "Al shlesh dvarim ha'elam omed," that the world stands on three foundations, "Al Torah v'al Avoda v'al Gemilas Chasodim," on Torah and Avoda. Avoda is the service that one serves the Almighty as an eved, as a servant to a master, and that specifically refers to the service of the Beis HaMikdosh, and Al Gemilas Chasodim, the acts of loving kindness. The commentaries explain that each of these pillars were established by our three Avos, the three forefathers of Israel. Chesed, this was the midah, this was the attribute of Avraham Avinu. Avoda, serving the Almighty, this was the attribute of Yitzchok, of Isaac. Because we find that Yitzchok became the first sacrifice to Hashem. Well, not necessarily the first sacrifice, but he had given himself as a sacrifice to Hashem. The Akedah Yitzchok. And the Medrash tells us that on the day that Yitzchok offered himself as a sacrifice to Hashem, which means that he had given himself entirely over, it was on that day that the Almighty established the sacrifices of the Tamidim, the daily sacrifices which Israel would fulfill later at the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash of the Temple. So we see that the attribute of Yitzchok was that of an Eved, a servant serving his master and willing to give himself entirely to his master. And Jacob, this was the pillar of Torah. It states that Yaakov Ish Tam, Yaakov was a man of perfection. We have Torah Hashem Temimo. The Torah is that of completion and perfection. And it states Yosheva Olim that Yaakov would dwell in the tent the sages explain the tense of Torah. Yaakov's attribute was that of the study of Torah, the perfection of Torah. And as we'll learn later on in the Sedra, that when he flees from his father's house because of Esau, he went to study for 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever before going to the house of Lovan. So these three pillars, each one was especially related to one of the three forefathers. Chesed was related to Avraham Avinu. Also we have a pasuk titein Chesed la Avraham. One might ask that why do we find Avraham was especially associated with Chesed, with the act of loving kindness? And why was that in particular the first attribute? So this evening let's spend a little time going into this quality. It's a very unique quality, and see what we can learn from it. There's a posuk in Tehillim in Perek Pei Tes. Maskil le'eson ha'ezrochi, that the praise of Eson ha'ezrochi. Simple meaning is Eson ha'ezrochi was a name of a certain person. The Rashi brings from the sages, Rabbi Seinu Pishu be Avraham Avinu. Eson ha Ezrochi refers to Avraham. Hashem mina ir mimizroch. Eson means the great individual, the great giant, but Ezrochi means who came from the east. So this is the praise of the one, of that great giant who came from the east. And this was Avraham. Chazdei Hashem olam oshira, v'dor v'dor edia emunoscha b'fi. The chesed, the kindness of Hashem, I will always sing. For every generation, I will make known with my mouth His faithfulness. Ki amarti olam chesed yibone. Because I said, olam chesed yibone, a world of kindliness shall be built. So here again we see that this quality was in particular related to Avraham, and olam chesed yibone, a world of kindliness shall be built. The Medrash on this posuk states, Amru lo le'esu, they said to him, Al ma ha'olam omeid, on what does the world stand? Amru lehem ala chesed, the world stands on kindness. Shnemar v'huchan b'chesed kisoy. Moshe l'mal davadeim, to give an example, there was a throne with four legs. One was shaking. The throne of the Almighty was trembling. It was shaking. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinforced it. How did he reinforce it? He reinforced it with chesed. And this is what is meant, Olam chesed yibonah, that I will build a world from kindliness. So from here we see that kindliness is the pillar of the world, supports the world. Without it, the world would collapse. There are two reasons for this. Why the Almighty had to use chesed
kindliness to support the world. First reason is, the sages tell us that at one time the Almighty was thinking of conducting the world in accordance to the exact law and the exact justice, according to Mishpat. But the world could not exist on this, because the Almighty's law is perfect, and if there's a deviation from the right or to the left, this destroys it. And he extracts justice kechut hasarai, like the breath of a hair. And mankind could not exist under such circumstances. Therefore, the Almighty had to support the world with chesed, kindliness, something that goes beyond the confines of the letter of the law. Something that is not necessarily only related to right and wrong. This is one reason. But there's another reason. And that is, the Almighty created the world for what purpose? Why did He create the world? So the sages tell us, because Leheitiv es habriyas besof, He wanted to bring goodness to the creations. He created man to give him an opportunity to acquire perfection for himself. He created a soul and embodied it in a physical garment, brought him into this world where he would be tested and he would be given opportunity, in order that in the end he would be able to reward him for what he acquired. So the entire purpose of the creation was in order to bring goodness to man. This was an act of kindliness. This means that the whole motivation of the creation was because of chesed. And this is what is meant, olam chesed yibonen. A world of kindliness will be built. This was the source, the deep source of the will of the Almighty in the creation. Seif Maaseh Tchilas Machshava, the ultimate perfection of any act, is the first seed when a person plans it. For example, if you plan a building, so you have your eye on the complete building. Now, when you build the building, you don't start with a finished product. You start with a foundation. You start with electricity, and so forth. The finished product is only at the end. But that was the Tchilas Machshava. That's the first seed of the thought on that finished product. If the finished product of the world was in order to bring goodness to the creations, this means that the earliest thought and motivation of the Almighty in the creation was that chesed. So therefore the earliest seed to the creation was chesed. So we find that the beginning of the world was chesed, and its ultimate goal was chesed. Olam chesed yibone, a world of chesed will be built. According to this, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Seter, and Yudalet Amud Aleph, Gemara says, Dorash Rab Samloi, Rab Samloi learned Torah Tchiloso Gemilas Chasodim, Besofa Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah, its beginning is kindliness, and its end is kindliness. Tchiloso Gemilas Chasodim Dixiv. Its beginning is kindliness because it states Vayas Hashem Elokim Lodom Lishtei Kos Nesor Vayalbishe. We learn right at the beginning of the Sefer Torah that the Almighty, after He made Adam v'Chava, Adam and Eve, so then He went and He clothed them. He made them clothing from or from skins, and He gave it to them. Now this is an act of Chesed. The Sefer Gemilas Chasodim. And we find at the end of the Sefer Torah that the Sefer Torah closes with an act of Chesed. D'ksiv ayik baraisei begai. That when Moshe died, this is the very end of the Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went and buried him. So therefore we see that the Sefer Torah, Tchiloso Gemilas Chasodim, the Sefer Gemilas Chasodim. Its beginning is an act of kindliness, its end is an act of kindliness. The Torah, sages tell us, is the Seder HaOlam. It's the blueprint of the world. Bi Yistakel Ubora Alma. The Torah claims that Hashem looked into me, and from me He created the world. It's the master plan of the world. If the world, its earliest motivation was that of Chesed, and its ultimate goal is to fulfill the Chesed of Hashem, so therefore, the Torah also, being its master plan, must begin with Chesed and must end with Chesed. The Torah itself is that of goodliness. We could ask, but we find all types of acts of dinim, of law in the Torah. Many times we find very severe laws where the courts are obligated to extract punishment, corporal punishments, capital punishments. So how can we say that the Torah shows the Torah is be'ikar, in essence, chesed, which is kindliness and goodliness? So on this, the Maral Miprag and the Sefer Nesiva Chesed answers that all of the laws of the Torah and all of the punishments of the Torah, this comes merely to be mesalek esara, to destroy evil from the world. The essence of the Torah, the purpose of the Torah, is to bring good into the world. There cannot be good in the world if there is evil in the world. Therefore, all of the laws in the Torah which extract harsh punishments and so forth, this is merely to remove the evil from the world in order that the ultimate of the good can come to the world. Now, this quality of chesed that we're speaking of, this has in it a certain quality which no other attribute has. And this is something that has a great depth. And what is that? That is that it's the Mitzios Hatov, it is the essence of good. When a person fulfills an act of chesed, when he goes and he does something good to his fellow man, this is the essence of good. What is meant by this? Everything else that a person does, even though it might be something good, it might be something very admirable, but it is done because there is an exterior force which prods him to do it. There is an exterior force which demands from him to do it. There is some outside motivation. For example, if we take the quality of mishpat, mishpat is law and justice. Law and justice, what can be more admirable than that? But still, man is motivated to act in accordance to law and justice because his sense of right and wrong demands this from him. If we take emes, truth, what can be more admirable than a person being truthful? Yet man is motivated to be truthful because truth demands this from him. The conscience or the essence of truthfulness demands that a man should act in this way. If we take rachamim, mercy. If a person sees a poor person and he wants to help him, this is stoker, charity. Or if a person sees someone in pain and he wants to relieve that pain from him, this is rachamim, mercy and compassion. These are all admirable qualities. These are all midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet nevertheless, when man fulfills this, there is an exterior motivation for this. Because there is a person who needs food. Therefore a man reacts to give him food. There's a person in pain. So therefore you're motivated to do something about it. All of these midos, all of these qualities, these do not emanate from the person himself, but rather is a reaction to exterior circumstances. So even though they're very admirable, and even though they're of great height, but nevertheless, this is not originating in man himself. When we come to Midas HaChesed, though, the quality of Chesed, the Gemara says Chesed is Bein La'ashirim Bein La'aniyim. Chesed is not to do something merely for the poor. Chesed is to do something for the wealthy also. Chesed, an act of kindliness, that's both for those who need it and for those who do not need it. If you want to do something good for a fellow man, even if he doesn't need it, it's an act of kindliness. Bein lechayovim, chesed is for those who deserve it and for those who do not deserve it. Chesed is lifni mishur hadin. Chesed is when one acts beyond the letter of the law. The act of chesed, which is the act of the love that one has for another, there is nothing which motivates the person to do this from any exterior point, but rather this emanates from he himself. This is the Midas HaChesed. This means that all the time when man does something, it's a reaction to some outside force. When it comes to chesed, this is not a reaction to an outside force, but to something which is emanating in he himself. This is the midas ha-chesed. And this midah, therefore, is associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem, more than any other quality. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is the source where everything originates from. And therefore, chesed, which originates in itself, it is the essence of good, this is associated with the Almighty. This power HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to man also. Ki betzelem elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image. He gave to man the power to do chesed. And this is why chesed is called the etzem hatov, the essence of good. It is done for no other reason except because the person wants to do good for another person. And this was given only to man. We do not find the power of chesed by any other type of life. We find, for example, by animals, that they can give things to others. One can give to another. There are species of animals where one will share with another. We'll find by animals where a mother will sustain the young. But this is not chesed, because they are acting because of instinct. And therefore, it is a reaction, but not an act which emanates from itself. Only by man, where there is no reason why he should do it, and there is no demand on him to do it, and still he wants to do the good. This is the midas ha-chesed, and this is found only by man. This is the midah of chesed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we go a little further with this, we'll see that this is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world with. Because when the Almighty came to create the world, there were no people here yet that he had to do chesed for. If there were already people here, so then he would have to take care of them. But there was no one here. He created people in order to do good for them. If the people were here, we could understand why he would want to do good for them. But he created people in order to do good for them. So we see that the chesed that the Almighty used to create the world with was a chesed, was an act that was not a reaction to any circumstances, or was not an act which was an obligation to do, but was an act that emanated from pure goodness and love. And this is the Olam Chesed Yiboneh, the world of chesed that would be built. And this is the what the Gemara means. That is the essence of the Torah. That the beginning of the Torah is Gemilas Chasodim, and the end of the Torah is Gemilas Chasodim. It is a chesed of pure goodness, not limited in any way, because the act is motivated through other circumstances or other obligations. This is the explanation in what we say all the time in the Birchas HaMozein, when we bench, or it's in the Hodul Hashem, the Halal HaGodl, who now saying lechem lechol bosor ki le'alom chasdo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread to all flesh because he is forever with chesed. Or for example, we stay in the Shemein Esrei, mechalkel chayim bechesed, he sustains all life with chesed. The question is asked, why is this chesed? If the Almighty gives bread to all flesh, why is this chesed? He created all flesh. If someone creates someone, so you're obligated to take care of him. This is not chesed. This is, we might call this justice. But why should we call this chesed? The act of chesed, to do goodness even where you're not obligated to do good. Or mechalkel chayim chesed, he sustains life with chesed. If you create someone, so you must sustain him. This is a question which is asked. The answer usually given is because the Almighty does more than necessary. He gives more to a person than he has to. This is not sufficient. The real answer to this question is it is true. The Almighty created a person, he's obligated to sustain him. He's obligated to feed him. But that's not why the Almighty feeds him. That's not why he sustains him. He feeds him because the Almighty is the essence of goodness. That's why he feeds him. He sustains him because the Almighty is the source of tov, of good, of love. That's why he sustains him. So we're not referring here that who knows saying lechem lechol bosor ki le'alom chasdo, that he gives sustenance to all flesh because he is forever loving kindness. We're not referring here to the quantity of how much he gives. We're referring to the quality. He's duty bound to feed a person. He created him. But he does not feed him because of duty. He feeds him because he le'olam chasdo, because forever he is chesed, forever he is good. And because he is good, therefore goodness emanates from him. Mechalkel chayim, he sustains. This is exactly what the pasuk, what the Torah is telling us. Mechalkel chayim, he sustains all life. Not bedin, not because he's duty bound to sustain life. That's true. But that's not why he sustains life. Mechalkel chayim bechesed, he sustains life because the Almighty is the essence of good and therefore it emanates from him to the people. This is the midas hachesed. There's another Gemara in Masechet Seder also, and Rav Yudalit, where the Gemara says, "My deceive that what is written, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, that you should walk after Hashem." How is it possible, the Gemara asks, for a person to walk after Hashem? Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, you shall walk after Hashem. How is it possible to walk after Hashem? The Almighty is a fire. What does it mean you should walk after Him? You should walk after His qualities. And then the Gemara brings various acts of loving kindness which the Almighty did. For example, like we mentioned, He clothed the first man and woman. So therefore you also should do such acts. He went to visit Abraham when he was sick. You also should do such acts. He went to comfort those, the mourners. So you also should do such acts. He went and buried Mesha. You also should do such acts. The Maral asks, the mitzvah of walking after Hashem's qualities, this encompasses all of His qualities. His truth, His justice, all of His qualities. So why does the Gemara specifically refer to those of acts of kindness? One reason is like we mentioned before, because the act of chesed is very closely associated to the Almighty. Because chesed means something which is completely good, and this is the Almighty. But there's another reason. The Torah tells us, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu," you shall walk after the Almighty. This means that you shall motivate yourself to be like the Almighty. Like when a person walks, he must motivate himself to walk. He must motivate himself to move. You should motivate yourself to be like the Almighty. The greatest motivation, the greatest act that involves self-motivation is that of chesed. Because all other acts are not completely self-motivated, but they are motivated by other circumstances, like we mentioned. To do what's right, you know, conscience dictates that this is what a person should do. To do what's true, truth dictates that this is what a person should do. To do something for the sake of peace, peace dictates that this is what a person should do. To do an act of mercy, circumstances. The circumstances affect a person. When he sees a tragedy, it affects a person to react. So this is not a complete self-motivation, but rather others are motivating the person. To do an act of chesed. Chesed is not something that a person does because it's demanded of him. It's not something that a person does because conscience dictates him to do. Chesed is something that a person does because emanating from himself is the desire to do good for others. So this is, he has not been motivated by exterior forces, but rather he has been motivated by himself. In this way, he can motivate himself after the qualities of Hashem. In this way, he can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other Midah. Just like the Almighty himself is self-motivated. Nothing can influence the Almighty. This is why the Gemara chooses these cases. This is why the Gemara says that someone who does lifnim mishuras hadin is nikra chosid. Someone who does in accordance to the letter of the law, this is a just person. But someone who does more than the letter of the law, he is called a chosid. This means if you hire a worker and he's supposed to get a certain wage, when you pay him, this is accordance to the law. This is justice. If you give him more, this is chesed. You're not required to. There's no reason why you should. But if you give him more because you want him to have, this is chesed. And someone who does lifnim mishuras hadin more than the letter of the law, this is chesed. Or for example, you give money to a poor person, this is stoker, this is charity. This is midas harachamim, the quality of compassion. The situation demands that the act be is done. If you give a gift, or if you give money to a person that doesn't need it, why? Because you want him to have it. You want to share your goodness with him. This is something which emanates from the individual, not being demanded from him. This is chesed. And he is called a chosid, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ezehu chosid. Who is a chosid? Zeham is chesed im acherim. Someone who can do chesed with others. Who can give of himself to others. This attribute now, if we'll go one step further, is something which is not of a physical nature. Why? Because when the Almighty created man, he created him from the physical world, Ofra min Adama. He created him from the dust of the earth and from the spiritual world. He gave him a soul. Everything from the physical world, from the mundane world, cannot motivate itself. Everything that is purely physical, something which is created from the earth, can be motivated, but cannot motivate itself. Can be moved, but cannot move itself. Can react, but not act on its own. This is the nature of the physical world. For anything to move, there must be a force of energy moving it. The underlying principle of the physical world is that of cause and effect. There can be no effect unless there was a previous cause. For there to be an effect without a cause, this is against the principle of the physical nature. So therefore it's natural for man to react to circumstances. And this already goes into the physical realm. But for a person to want to act in a way where this desire is not motivated from any exterior source, this is an act but not a reaction. This is a spiritual power. It is not a physical power. The power of chesed that was given to the individual, therefore, is from the highest qualities of man. And that's why we do not find it by any other species of life. The will to do good, because he has a desire to do good for others. And therefore, for a person to be able to be a Baal Chesed, he must uplift himself from the physical world. If you'll find someone too attached to the physical world, he will not be able to do Chesed. He will only be able to act when he is forced to react. If you can strike his conscience, if you can strike his sympathy, then he will react. But to act from his own desire of love, of goodness, this will be impossible for him. because this is not a physical quality. And he's a person who's too attached to the physical world. And therefore, the Mishnah says in Masechta Avos, Lei Ama Oretz Chosid. An Ama Oretz is a person who's very far from Torah, very attached to the lower levels of the physical world. An Ama Oretz can never be a Chosid. And the Maral explains, this is what is meant by that. What is a chosid? Hamis chasid im acherim, someone who can do chesed to others. And true chesed is where it emanates from himself, and he gives from himself to others. And this is a quality which can come only if one elevates himself and separates himself from the physical world. If a person is an Ama Oretz, which means that he's attached to the world, to the physical world, then he will not be able to do this. Lei Ama Oretz Chosid. To the contrary, the one who can do Chesed, this is a sign that he has elevated himself far above the physical world. Now, Avraham Avinu became the architect of this quality by man. The Mishnah tells us that Avraham was greater than the 20 generations which preceded him. The 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and the 10 generations from Noah to Avraham. Avraham was greater. And this quality was not carved out in the world in its perfection until Avraham. And very interestingly, we find that Avraham did chesed for the sake of chesed. He did chesed even for those who didn't need chesed, whether he knew it or not. For example, the three angels. The three angels came, and he invited them in, and he told them to sit in the shade of the tree, and to bathe, and to rest, and to eat. They were angels. They didn't need the shade, and they didn't need the rest, and they didn't need the food. Avraham haya eise chesed im elu she'enam tzrichim chesed. He was doing chesed with those who didn't need it. Why was this Avraham's midah, Avraham's quality? There are several reasons. Firstly, as we mentioned, that this was the first quality that the Almighty used in the creation of the world. And Avraham was the first foundation also of the creation of the world. Not only was he the first foundation of Israel, but also of the creation of the world. Says Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. Bezchus Avraham. Through the merit of Avraham, the Almighty created the world. Because the beginnings of Adam and the beginnings of Noach, these did not come to fruition. It was the beginnings of Avraham. By he or Hashem said, let there be light. This was Avraham he was referring to. Second reason why this was the quality of Avraham. Second reason why this was the quality of Avraham. The Chazal tell us that Abraham had no teacher. He was in a different place, far away from the few that had known the Almighty. He had no teacher. And everything he had to build for himself. Istakal bebira, yikeres balabira. He studied the creation, and from there he recognized the master of the creation, the creator. Abraham was not taught of the presence of the Almighty. He was not taught Torah. But rather by studying the creation, there he came to recognize the Almighty and his Torah. When he studied the creation, he came into contact with the quality, the attribute that the Almighty used to create the creation. And that was Chesed. And the way that he recognized the Creator was through the Midah of Chesed. Since his whole association with the Almighty came through the creation itself, and the creation was the fruit of the Almighty's Chesed, therefore Abraham's contact was through the way of Chesed. And we see in many cases not only that he went and he brought in the Orchim, the guests, but we see that whatever Abraham did, this was self-motivation. This emanated from himself. For example, he went to search for the Almighty even though no one demanded it of him. He went and studied Torah even though no one demanded it of him. Sages say that Abraham fulfilled the entire Torah. Kedem Shenitno. He fulfilled the entire Torah even though he was not commanded in the Torah. He went and fought the battles of the Almighty even though he was not commanded to do so. He went throughout the entire world to spread the name of Hashem even though he was not commanded to do so. Why did he do all of this? This came from his own motivation. This emanated from himself. This is a sign that he was the essence of good, the essence of love. And he wanted to spread this to the other people. His love for the Almighty, his love for people, was that of a genuine love, where he wanted them to share in it. And just as the quality of Chesed in the Almighty was the earliest motivation for the creation of the world, so was the quality of the Chesed of Abraham the first pillar to the world and to Klal Yisrael. It was the beginning. Because this is not a reaction, but rather it is an action from within. What is the difference between the Chesed of Abraham and the avoda, the service of Yitzchok? Even though all of these qualities are great qualities, chesed, sages tell us, the motivation for this is avo, love. A person does chesed because he has a love for another person. He does chesed for Hashem because he has a love for Hashem. Avoda, a servant serves his master because he has a fear for his master, or he has a respect for his master. One acts out of love, the other acts out of responsibility, out of duty. The task of Yitzchok, that was to serve out of duty, out of responsibility. A soldier serves because of a responsibility, because of a dedication, because of a duty. But Abraham had no responsibilities, he had no duties. This was even before he knew that there was an Almighty. He served from Ava, from love. And therefore Abraham was called Nikra Ohave. He was called the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the quality which Abraham hewed out in the creation. The chesed of Abraham. And this was the first pillar of the three pillars that the world stands on. And from here we can learn what some of the quality, what some of the meaning in the quality of chesed is. There are many good qualities and good traits which we are commanded in. But most of them are fulfilled because of an obligation to do so, or a demand to do so. Chesed is the kindliness that is done to another, from one person to another, not because of a demand, not because of an obligation, not because of conscience, not because of the dictates of law, but because a person wants to do it for the other person. He wants to do good for him. Therefore, it does not originate from any other sources except from his own source. This means that it has an origin in he himself. This is similar to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that the origin was in the Almighty. And this is the quality of Abraham, where before there were any demands placed on a person, before there was any knowledge of duty or responsibility, the origin to do good to another, this emanated from Abraham throughout the entire creation. This is the explanation in the chesed of Abraham, and we should all be zeicher to come to this level of chesed.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.